We have been working with Interfaith Shelter, and we are just so grateful for the service they provided to the community for so long. We've been working with these guys for a couple of years now, and the time has come, and I think they are ready to sort of pass the mantle over on winter relief. So we're really pleased to be able to step into that role and provide those services to the community of Bloomington. Last year, we served, I believe, just on Saturday evenings, and we're definitely going to up the game this year to include, I think, every night. You know, generally, the winter shelter season is November through March. But as cold as it is now, I mean, we're open now anyway. We're open year-round, so we're going to serve people now regardless of you know, whether it's officially you know, winter season or not. They're going to be served now regardless.
And could you tell our listeners a little bit about this move from having the winter shelter at several different churches and several different organizations across, particularly in downtown Bloomington, to now having it primarily at your facility out close to the west side off of, I believe that's West 3rd, West Kirkwood?
Yeah, I think what it means for the guests that we'll be serving is some consistency, so they will know without doubt every night where they can go for shelter and for services, because we'll be open regardless, like I said, of the weather. So it'll also, I believe, give some relief to downtown as far as some of the, and I don't think it's the panhandling issues as well necessarily, but it'll give some relief downtown where the homeless will have a place to go now, safe and indoors through the winter.
And what are some of the services that Wheeler Mission provides, and how long have you been providing those to the South Central Indiana community?
Well, that's a good question. We were founded in 1893 in Indianapolis, and have served nonstop in the Central Indiana area since that time, 124 years next year. In October of 2015, we were able to merge with an organization in Bloomington to expand our services down in that area into South Central Indiana. And we've also have a 280-acre addiction recovery program about 12 miles north of Bloomington at a campground. And the services that we're able to provide, and in the winter, it's a little bit different because many people come just for relief from the outdoors. So we'll provide, you know, safe shelter, meals, and any other services. If a person wants to learn more about our extended services, if they're struggling with an addiction, we can get them to an addiction recovery program. If they need mental health services, we can connect them with mental health services. So it's a pretty holistic approach to any homeless issues they may be experiencing.
And Mr. Kerr, Wheeler Mission is obviously a faith-based organization. Does that end up coming into play in the array of services that are provided to individuals that come to you for service?
If desired, absolutely. But nothing will be forced. Nothing will be insisted upon. No one has to make any kind of decision or sit through a service or do anything that they are opposed to doing. It'll always be there. That's who we are. And if a person has a desire to learn more about things of faith, then we are ready to talk to them about that. But it's only upon their desire to learn more.
And Mr. Kerr, you had mentioned some of these other services that are provided for people coming through your doorway. Are a number of those services also faith-based, or are those secular services?
Many of our services, if they're with Wheeler Mission, because we were founded as a faith-based organization, many of our services are faith-based in nature, but it's not the total package. We also, like I said, work with mental health counselors. We work with the Veterans Association Administration to get the services that the person need. But faith is a strong component in our minds. Faith is a strong component in recovery. And so we do encourage that if a person electively wants to go into one of our programs, there definitely is a faith component in our longer-term programs.
you had been involved, and the Wheeler Mission had obviously been involved in the Interfaith Winter Shelter for at least a couple of years. My question is, what was the process when you're communicating with a couple of these other churches, Trinity Episcopalian, First United, Methodist, a couple of these different faith-based institutions in downtown Bloomington that had been kind of holding up this mantle of the Interfaith Emergency Winter Shelter? What were the negotiations like, or what was that process like, where everybody, it sounds like, came to an agreement that the Interfaith Winter Shelter would be best located in one spot and chose Wheeler Mission as that spot?
Yeah, I believe that's true. I was not directly involved in any of those discussions, but from my understanding is several of the churches through the Interfaith Network, which is a 501c3, so they do have a board of directors, et cetera. I believe they, on their own, approached Wheeler and asked if we were able to take over some of those services. We certainly did not interject ourselves into those, but we were happy to take up slack and offer relief where we could.
Mr. Wheeler, my understanding of this is that the Wheeler Mission has a men's clinic, which is just off of that Rose Hill Cemetery area in Bloomington. And then down the street, there's a women and children's shelter. Is that the case? And how does that end up playing into your operations?
Yeah, that is correct. We want to make sure we're serving, you know, anybody who has a need, including women and children. So we do have what was the Agape House off of 3rd Street, just west of the men's facility. And that is our center for women and children in Bloomington, where we provide, again, complete services to homeless women and children as well, and that includes emergency shelter and long-term programs as well.
Has that been an issue in the past for Wheeler Mission when it comes to housing families and having to split them up? And is there a way of dealing with that, or have you found a way of dealing with that constructively?
Again, to my knowledge, that has not been an issue. And if it does come up, and unfortunately, we are not a family shelter. We do have, you know, separate facilities for women and children, separate facilities for men. And unfortunately, if a intact family would come to us for services, then, and it's not ideal, we admit it's not ideal for a family of that nature, but the men would have to go to the men's facility and the mom and kids would have to go to the women's facility. And we'll minister to them and provide for them the best we can and try to make sure that the family is together, you know, during the day. But as far, we just don't have the sleeping facilities for intact families.
My understanding of this is that this is an indefinite position, that Wheeler Mission will be kind of the go-to winter homeless shelter from here on out. Is that accurate, or is that a fair portrayal?
I think it's fair. Absolutely it's fair. We certainly want to continue to work with the churches, especially in the area of volunteers. We would love to have volunteers from those churches, because that's what they relied upon in the past, would be volunteers from each church to work in the evenings. And we would certainly welcome volunteers to come alongside with us and provide the same services, just different location. Right now, I can emphatically say that we're not going to turn anybody away. We don't want anybody perishing on the streets. We do want to make sure that everybody is safe and sound, and all of our guests are protected. We're not going to breathalyze everybody. We're not going to go through those steps if there's alcohol in their breath. If the person is able to come in and cooperate and not be problematic, then no issue at all. Again, we want to make sure that everybody is safely housed.